This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Ernest Hebert is best known for his novels. His first book, The Dogs of March, was published in 1979 and cited for excellence by the Hemingway Foundation. It was the first of seven novels in his Darby Chronicles series, which painted a vivid portrait of working-class life in rural New Hampshire. Now, the 76-year-old Hebert, who retired from teaching at Dartmouth College a few years ago, has published something new, a collection of poetry that includes some of his own artwork. It's called The Contrarian Voice. Recently, I paid him a visit at his home in Westmoreland to talk about his work.
Come on down to my office down here.
Down in the basement of his and his wife Medora's modest red cape is where Hebert keeps his writing studio.
This is where I work. And the rest of the house belongs to Medora.
The floors are concrete, and it's slightly colder here than it was upstairs. The windows offer a view of Hebert's woodpile, stone walls, and a forest of red oak, birch, and beech trees. He says he loves this view.
But I don't look at it, because when I'm working, I don't want to look at the view. So I have my equipment faced away from the view.
Now that he's retired, he spends more time down here, writing, editing, and drawing, working from five different electronic devices.
And I move back and forth from the supine position on my couch to my chair that I slide back and forth.
Why do you use so many different devices?
Because I'm crazy.
No, really.
No, I mean, really, there's a kind of madness to the way I work. And the minute things aren't going well, I change my equipment.
When he's plotting a novel, though, this is not the place to do it. For that, he gets into the car and starts driving.
And usually by the time I get to New Mexico, I have a plot. I drive all day, and I used to talk into it in one of those old push-button tape recorders, and now I use my phone.
At night during those journeys, he wrote notes based on those tapes. He doesn't keep those tapes, by the way. I asked, because how cool would that be? To hear Ernest Hebert thinking out loud about what happens next to Howard Ellman, the man at the center of the Darby Chronicles. Hebert's most recent novel, Howard Ellman's Farewell, was published a couple of years ago, but Ellman has not gone silent. Hebert's new poetry collection has a variety of poems written in Ellman's voice. Some of these poems appeared in his novels.
I actually came of age as a poet at Keene State College. I remember reading a poem by T.S. Eliot called Preludes. And it had a profound effect on me. I thought, you know, this poem has made me feel like a better person. If I could do that for other people, my life would have some meaning. And that's when I became a writer.
What do you think it was that drove you to write this collection of poetry?
The most important thing that drove me to write The Contrarian Voice was what I see as a decline in the fortunes of ordinary working people. My father was a mill worker. My mother was a nurse. I never had a middle-class job until I was 31 years old and went to work as a newspaper. Before that, I was, you know, I did all these menial jobs. And so many of my mentors were working people, especially working men. And I've seen this decline in their fortunes, both financially and in a lot of other ways.
How do you know when a story you want to tell is a poem as opposed to a story or a piece of prose?
When I start to write, I tend to do it intuitively, and sometimes, even when I'm writing fiction, I will break up the language into lines, like a poem, and then eventually put it back into paragraph form. Sometimes I'll be talking, and I'll write something, or I'll hear something, it'll sound like verse. I was interviewing a guy once. And he was a gardener, and he had a strong New Hampshire accent. And he said, "I like rocks, and I like rocks of some size." Well, if you analyze that, it's a perfect anapestic line.
Anapest would be da-da-da, da-da-da, right? Like,
yeah.
Like I always remember the word Tennessee, you know, as being an anapest.
I like rocks, and I like rocks of some size. It's quite beautiful to hear that common speech from people.
You've been writing about New Hampshire in your books for years. What do you think it is about New Hampshire that makes it such fertile ground for storytelling?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm mildly agoraphobic. When I leave New Hampshire, I feel unsettled. I know when I was in graduate school at Stanford, now you'd think that Stanford would be this great place, and California, there would be this warm, sunny place, and all I could feel was homesickness, and there was an ache to it.
You've written this book of poetry. Are you still writing prose?
I am. I have two projects I'm working on now, but I don't know if I'm going to try to publish them or if I'll even finish them before I kick the bucket. It takes me a long time to write a book. I write fast. I mean, I used to be a newspaper reporter. I can knock it out. But to get it right, time has to go by. I work literally all day. I write and I draw and I write and I draw. And I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to travel. I have no hobbies. I just want to do what I want to do until they take me away.
Well, Ernie Hebert, thank you very much for speaking with me about your new book.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
That's Ernest Hebert. He's the author of the new collection of poetry, The Contrarian Voice, and you can find a list of the top 5 books on Ernest's bookshelf at our website, nhpr.org. There you can also see pictures of him in his home writing studio, and you can also find other conversations with authors from New Hampshire, most recently novelists Joe Hill and Aaron Bowman. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you, so give us a shout. Tell us what you'll be reading over this long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Our email address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us @NHPRBookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.